Did anyone not get the agenda? And I would entertain a motion to approve, to waive the meeting, excuse me, to waive the reading of the minutes and approve the minutes as so sent to you. Do I have that motion?
I so move.
And I second.
A second from Ms. Curls. All those in favor, aye.
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 All those in favor, no. The ayes have it. The agenda is approved. And I apologize. I kind of got ahead of myself, the agenda and the meetings, didn't I? Minutes. I apologize. So that was the approval of the minutes. Does everyone get a copy of the agenda that we're going to follow today? You get a motion for the approval of the agenda as sent to you.
So moved.
And a second, please.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? No. Okay, the agenda that was sent to you today that will be on the public record has been approved. The minutes from last meeting has been approved, and we will move into new business. Let me start off. I just want to make sure that everybody has received ESRI access and has any issues taken care of or has been able to reach out to somebody in the county. So I'd like to hear from everybody on how their access to the ESRI is. So we've got to kind of go through it. Ralph, you want to start off on your experience and how it's going for you?
You bet. I forgot his name. The guy at the county who's not here today.
Gary?
No, not Gary. The other guy.
Rich.
That's Rich. Great. Rich was very super helpful. Super helpful. Yeah, he's been very helpful. Yep. Thank you.
Bobby, how about you?
I haven't been able to connect to anybody. I tried the emailing the people. My computer been having a little bit of computer issues. I'm on my wife's computer. You can see the C there. And I just been unable to do that. And when we got a minute, when we go through this, I'd like to address the committee with the concerns I have.
You bet. Okay, let's come back to that. And I know Gary and everyone at the county are there to help you. So if we're getting some sort of technological problem getting back and forth, we can make sure that somebody gets to you. And I know, Bobby, you were talking earlier in the process. You maybe want to get more with your hands-on type stuff too. And I think our county friends will help us with that also. Okay.
Yes. Right.
Ruth, how about you? How's your ESRI experience been?
Gary helped me a lot.
Okay. And I think it's just the kind of tinkering with it to get to know it, then maybe get back to Gary. I've gone back and forth and kind of getting my hands up. So you feel comfortable with what's going on with it so far?
Yes.
Okay. Paul, how about you?
Well, I had trouble with my computer and hopefully it's up running again. I thought I had it fixed last week, but it's not. So hopefully it's back up and I think I'll contact Rich tomorrow if that's all right with Rich.
Perfect.
Okay, and it Rich. Looks like it is. Thank
not
you, Rich.
No problem. I was on mute.
Oh, there you are. There you are, Rich. I forgot your name.
Oh, you're okay.
Okay. Senator, how are you doing with the ESRI?
Well, here's what I'll say. So our last out-of-town guest for the holidays left yesterday. I had tried to contact Gary, but he's out with COVID. Oh. And so I did leave a message for Rich, but it was today. So I will then follow up with Rich tomorrow so that by next week, I'll be good and going.
Perfect. Okay. So everybody has either has access to ESRI or they have a plan to make sure they can get access. And with the county people are definitely helpful with that.
Yeah. Rich, your phone number again. You have a phone number I can reach you, Rich?
I do, but I'll put it in the chat in here because I have to call myself on it. I don't know.
Okay, I got you. All right.
I will say that Gary was kind enough, even in his sickness, I could tell he was not feeling well, to have answered the phone at least to tell me he could call back and help. And I'm like, you know what? Here's what we'll do. I'll wait or I'll get in touch with Rich. So yeah.
Okay. That's all I have for Esri access. Does anybody have anything else about that issue, the access to the computer software? Okay. I got a memo from the county counselor, and I shared that with my co-chair, and it is the compactness memo, and we've sent that out to everyone to take a look at. Jay and his staff ever put together that legal memo to kind of explain the theory of compactness to us. I think that's great. I think Jay could come in and tell us about it, but I like the fact that he put it in front of us. We can take our time to read it and look at that too. So I didn't want to have to worry about discussing that today. I just want to make sure everyone had it, and we could bring up that issue later. And if anyone have any issues about compactness, does that make sense? Or first of all, did anybody get it?
Got it.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any questions about that? Just the fact that you got it, and we'll deal with it later, and it'll be in front of you to read in the next week or two.
Yeah, the only thing I might add, Mr. Lavota, is it'd be great to discuss it next week. Well, you know, since it's in writing, we don't have to discuss it. If he's going to give a presentation, I would love for it to be next week, because I think it's, you know, it's right there in the charter, it's compactness. So since it's already January and moving on, if he's going to give a presentation, which he doesn't have to do, but if he does, I think it'd be great to do it next week, if he can.
To the co-chairs, if I could, I don't know that Mr. Hayden was planning a presentation necessarily. I think that he would be happy to come in and discuss what was included, as well as the other assistant county counselor that helped prepare it. But I don't know that there's going to be a lot of information beyond what was on that document, but I think they would be more than happy if you all would like to notice it up on the agenda for next week to come in and discuss. And they may have more presentation planned than I thought, but based on my discussions, they tried to put everything that they found and were aware of into this document, but they'd be happy to come in and discuss and answer some more questions.
Well, Ralph, why don't I propose this? How about everybody take a look at it and digest it, and then let's get back together next week. And if we think we need more explanation or more presentation, or if we have questions, then we can schedule that. Heck, we might even schedule at Jay's convenience on an off day where we just get on Zoom for 10 minutes. Would that work out for you, Mr. Munger?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And, you know, I'm with you. I mean, if Jay can just do it X day, then we can, and whoever can make it can make it. That'd be great. Yeah, very good suggestion. Thank you.
Okay, there's the compactness memo. We had talked, and I know we have this going out where the public can tune in and watch what's happening. We haven't opened up to any public contact. I would have proposed the committee, if I gave my email out, that it could be a public thing. If anyone wanted to email the committee, they could email me, and I would share the emails with the committee and go through there. At least they would have a way to ask us something, to contact us something, without getting online and kind of making a real long meeting. And I just propose that and want to hear what the rest of the committee members think. And either anybody is welcome to have their email be the email. I was just volunteering to do that if we wanted to. What do you guys think about that, giving the public an opportunity to have a direct access to us?
Well, I get enough spam, so I'll go through you. Okay.
So you're saying get your email out to where? I'm just not
wherever the county would share it, maybe on the notice of the next meeting.
Oh, I see.
For direct contact to the committee, send an email. And then what I would just do in the agenda, I would send every email we got to all the committee members, and then we could discuss them if needed to be at the next meeting. We don't have to do that, and we don't have to do it yet, but I thought it would be something that we could let the public have some direct contact with if they wanted to.
It makes sense.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. So Senator Curls, we're going to send all the emails through Senator Curls. That was great.
I think I said I was fine with you, boy.
Well, let me entertain a motion from someone that my email will be shared as the specific contact for the committee to give it to the public if they want to reach out directly to the committee.
So move.
A second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. I hope I've not done something I'm going to regret. But for the record, my email is P as in Phil, then my last name, Lavota, L-E, V as in Victor, O, T as in Tom, A, at yahoo.com. And I'm just going to share every email I get with everybody. I'm not going to edit them or anything. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, I apologize, but I was just going to offer that if you would like, we can create a county email address that will automatically just forward to you or to all the members, since they are public records, just keep it a little.
That's a better idea. That's a better idea. Caleb, can you do
that? That's okay.
Yes. Yes, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
And we will put that on the website. So it'll be on the front page of the Jackson County website with information about the redistricting process, the contact, they can click it. And we can share to the co-chairs, if that's okay.
Yeah, why don't you share it to the co-chairs, and then we'll distribute it from there. That would be great. That's a better example than my email.
That's a great idea. And I was going to modify Phil's motion. It's probably too late since it's already been a second. We haven't voted on it yet, though. So I have a motion to modify Phil's motion to run it through the county to the co-chairs.
And I'm going to second that motion. So all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. And so Mr. Clifford's going to help us out with that, the technological stuff that will make it a lot easier with the open records thing. And they're going to come through the county and they're going to be sent to the co-chairs. And as long as that's the record, I don't want anyone to think that it has to go through the county to the committee. It's only a technological issue. It's not going to be edited by the county. It's not going to be even seen. It's just going to be forwarded over to myself and Mr. Munyon. Is that correct, Caleb?
That is correct. We'll set it up to automatically forward, and then we'll also archive them all so they'll be available to every member of the committee at any time you want them, and to the public.
Fantastic.
And Mr. Clifford, just for clarity, it's my Yahoo account that's the correct one.
Thank you.
I confused everybody about 2 weeks ago. I changed it, so...
Absolutely.
Okay, that's all I have for new business. I'd open it up to the other committee members that have any new business before this committee.
I don't have new business. I just wanted to share with the committee what has happened in terms of my reaching out to other members of the district that I'm representing here. It seems to me that it's going to be a little unusual. We have a great deal of gentrification going on in the Hispanic Mexican community and downtown with all the new apartment buildings. Our district once was capable of being won by a working class people or people who are minorities or working class. The way it's going, and as far south as it goes, it limits those opportunities for that kind of participation for the minority or the working class community. So when my suggestions come in, and I'll work with anybody on the boundaries that we're dealing with, is that I want you to know where I'm coming from. It's not an easy task trying to balance out the needs of the minority community, minority and working poor community in this district. So bear with me.
You bet. And the sooner you can get either computer savvy with it or papers in your hand drawn with a magic marker to share with all of us, maybe some of your concerns and issues and boundary wise, that'd be great. Because at the end of the day, this committee is going to vote on a piece of paper and a map. Two maps that are the at-large and the thing. So that's where we're going to there. So we need to put those concerns on a road and on a boundary. So
I emailed my concerns and my directions to the young lady that addressed us last time and asked her to help me move in this direction, since income is an issue that we're trying to deal with. And that is not an issue that we normally have. I emailed her, asked her for some help. I haven't received any answers back, but I'll be more diligent now. And I wanted the committee here to bear with me and understand where I'm coming from.
You bet, Bobby. You bet. Okay. Any other new business from anyone? So hearing none, we'll move into unfinished business. I don't know that we have any unfinished business before the committee. Does anyone think we do? Okay. How about we'll move into announcements and let's talk about the next meeting. My thoughts coming into the meeting is maybe we spend some time and not meet for 2 weeks, but if we need to meet 1 week, we can. I'd like to hear what you guys think. I was proposing our next meeting be January 18th at 3:00, and we actually show up with some maps to share and kind of start whittling this thing down. We can definitely have a meeting next week, a shorter meetup, but as far as I really understand, we got to get into the meat of these things and start drawing some maps and sharing them with each other and get to where this committee have us a consensus on where we are. What are you guys' thoughts?
Yeah. What's our drop dead deadline on this?
February 28th, I guess I would say is our last date. Caleb, is that, I had it written down, but what's our appointment date?
I believe that is correct. I'm sorry. I was looking to see when the reappointment happened, but I believe that is close to, if not correct, on February 28th. But I'll look it up as the discussion continues and confirm.
And Mr. Clifford, do you know when the filing deadline is for candidates? I think that's what's driving, partly what's driving these dates.
It also would be near that day. I want to be clear, though. It would be my understanding that these maps would have to be locked in place 8 months prior to the election, which I believe means that for the county, that would actually be the next election cycle.
Okay.
And so I don't believe that these will be impacting the current election cycle.
Oh, really?
That's because of the amount of time that was stated in our charter. Our charter says a long, I believe, 8-month requirement, which would have been last year.
Okay. Thank you.
So unless we are different, our drop date is February 28th, that we have to have everything voted on and sent to our three authorities we have to respond to our maps to. Which we can always get done sooner, but that's where we got to be done by then. And if we don't get done, this process goes out of our hands and goes to the courts and becomes in a different type of animal litigation stuff, and we don't want to get there. We've got an outstanding committee members representing this county. I think we can get this thing done.
I agree with that.
So thoughts on the next meeting. We can either have one in 1 week or in 2 weeks.
What about 2 weeks? Gives me more time to get myself together.
I'm okay with that only because I think we'll meet next week and we'll be doing the same thing we're doing today. Like, hey, have you got a chance to look at the computer system?
Right. If I may add, the 18th is actually okay for me. I would just propose and hope that maybe we can move it up 30 minutes.
Okay.
I know that Tuesdays were better for most of the folks, and I said I would easily acquiesce and make it work. Tuesdays happen to be the worst for me, typically. So if we could just at least on the 18th, if we could move it at least to 3:30, I think that would help me out quite a bit.
You want to move it back or up? 2:30 or 3:30?
3:30, please.
You move that.
Because it's at 3 currently. Did we say we would meet Tuesdays at 3? Okay.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a motion. I'm going to second that. So the motion is that our next meeting is going to be January 18th at 3:30 on Tuesday. And hopefully, I've seconded that motion. So all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The ayes have it. So as of right now, our next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, January 18th at 3:30. Are you in Jefferson City, Senator, at this time? Are you having to go back and forth there?
I am. And on the 18th, I'll actually be in Jefferson City, and I have another meeting that I can't miss that starts at 1:30. That's why I was hoping we could at least move it to 3:30. That should give me enough time. So 3:30 does not have to be a permanent time for me, but certainly on the 18th, that happens to be a day that was very busy for me.
And if something comes up before then and things going to run long and you need to move to 4, shoot us before that. We can reschedule the meetings
That'd be fine. I think 3:30 should be fine. 3:30 may have been, but I know 3:30 should be.
And I guess just for discussion, do you think that everybody would be ready to bring maps to the next meeting to discuss, or just want to touch base then?
My goal is going to be to get Mr. Hernandez and Ms. Curls in the next couple of days, at least into GIS, into the redistricting platform. So Ms. Curls, Mr. Hernandez, sending you an email invite to a Teams that we can do a screen share. Will that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
that'll be fine.
Okay. And is there a day that you guys prefer? Because I'm pretty open to whatever you need.
I'm fine.
For me, I could either get with you this afternoon or Thursday afternoon.
We can do it this afternoon. I'll send you an invite.
Okay.
Mr. Hernandez?
I'm going to need a little more time, Rick. So if you can send me something, and I can get my computer system here working well and how to connect with you, then I'll, as soon as I can do that, I'll be with you.
Okay, that'll work. Thank you.
Now, Bobby, if you want to move it to Thursday, if that makes a difference for you, I don't necessarily mind that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, if you wanted to, so I guess my question is to Rich, is it a lot more convenient for you that we do it together, Rich, or does it not matter as much?
If you know how to, both of you are already signed in, it looks like. I already checked. So both of you have gotten in there somehow, it looks like. I'm not sure how. So from the other end of it, from the system end, it looks like you've already been in there. Okay. So I'm not, yeah, but it's just easier to do a screen share. That way I can make sure that you're doing the right thing without me guessing what you're looking at.
Right. So Rich, why don't I just give you a ring after this meeting then, if that's okay?
Yeah, I got to do it through Teams though. To see your screen. Do you have Microsoft Teams?
I think it's downloaded on my computer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll try to call you through that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Most importantly, Ruth, what's the cat's name? Wait. You're muted.
This is
unmute. She's still muted.
That's Jax.
Jax. Okay. Jax. I like Jax. Make sure Jax is at every meeting.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to get deep into this software. Remember, our goal is to get as many people into these districts as we can and make them equal. The numbers that we have to work with the census is 119,000. And any county person that, if I'm saying the wrong numbers, please jump in, is we get them close to as 119,000 people in each district. And then I think it's 239,000 people in the at large. So those are some numbers to work with as you're looking at it and you're moving your map a block this way, a block that way. It tallies it up for you, which is really interesting and neat. So you can see kind of if you cut some of this section off and you move this down there, you can see how many people you lost from one when you make that move. So that's our end goal, and that's what we're working on. So everybody can take the next 2 weeks to take a look at that at your leisure. I know everybody here is busy, but if you can get on that, the more you do it, the better and easier it is to do. We can always have a meeting before then. If someone thinks they want to have a meeting before the 18th, if you contact me, I'll contact Mr. Co-Chair or the Co-Chair. If we want to schedule it, we certainly can. But as of right now, it looks like we're going to take the next 2 weeks and get ourselves familiar with the boundaries, be able to kind of develop some maps and get back together the 18th, and maybe we have some maps to share. We'll see what happens there. Okay.
To the co-chairs, if I could, just two things. One, offer again, if anyone has a map that you would like us to help with, if you want to give us directions, as Mr. Lovoda mentioned earlier, if you want to use a Sharpie and draw on something and ask and want us to prepare that for the next meeting, just let us know. Send an email to Rich or Gary or myself or all of us. And we'll make sure that that gets done somehow. And then in addition to that, I'll get with Rich and Gary after this, and maybe we can send out instructions or on how to share your maps before next meeting, if you would like to have them, so that everyone's looking at kind of the same thing. And I don't know how to explain that right now. And I don't know exactly what that is, but I'm sure Rich and Gary could do that very quickly. But if that's okay, we'll do that so that in case somebody doesn't have the same ability to see or access this, we can share those maps with the data before or at next meeting in 2 weeks, if that's okay.
And so Bobby would be able to send that, and the county could actually produce that map, get it back to him, review, send back, and then he could send it to you to share with us.
Absolutely. Okay. Or if there are certain goals or if there are certain things that maybe you don't know align, but you want X to happen, let us know. We're agnostic as to this. You just give us directions and we'll have our folks do it. If you want this city, all of it in there or none of it in there, let us know. We want to help as much as we can to provide options for you all to consider and discuss as soon as possible.
Well, what I may do is send you the email I sent the young lady at the beginning, and you can take a look at it for me too.
Please do.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Or Mr. Co-Chair, do you have anything else?
I do not. I think we're a very good meeting. Thank you for leading it, and I think we're on the right track.
Okay. Anyone else? Announcements? Okay, we're going to meet on January 18th at 3:30 next week from this Tuesday, and I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. We're adjourned. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.